Hello and welcome to the American Culture Podcast. In this program, we look at the Western expansion of the United States in the 19th century. First, I'll give a summary of the main points of the chapter. Then I'll talk about the Constitution of the United States. This section will help you answer a special bonus question on the test. Finally, I'll give you some specific hints about what to study. First, west to the Pacific. In the year 1800, the United States extended as far as the Mississippi River, which flowed from the border with today's Canada in the north, down to the Gulf of Mexico in the south. Beyond the Mississippi River was a vast territory of land called Louisiana, which belonged to France. In 1803, Napoleon of France offered to sell the Louisiana Territory to the United States for $15 million. This new land almost doubled the size of the United States, and from it, 13 new states would be formed. In 1804, the President of the United States, Thomas Jefferson, authorized two men to lead an expedition into Louisiana, hoping that they would find an easy route to the Pacific Ocean. Meriwether Lewis and William Clark set out with a team of 29. In addition to their supplies, they carried a number of items to trade with the Native Americans. Their journey took them across the continent to the Pacific, which they reached in December of 1805. All in all, they spent 2.5 years traveling 4,000 miles, returning to St. Louis in 1806. The land beyond Louisiana was called Oregon. Oregon was claimed by Russia, Spain, Britain, and the United States. Britain's claim on the territory was strong, so the United States decided to encourage settlers to move into the area, beginning in 1832. The settlers followed a route of nearly 2,000 miles from Independence, Missouri. It was called the Oregon Trail. The trip was very dangerous and many people died during the journey. Americans responded in great numbers and soon Americans outnumbered British residents in Oregon. As a result, many U.S. leaders began to believe that America would control North America from coast to coast. This idea was known as Manifest Destiny, and many demanded that America challenge Britain as far north as Alaska. In 1846, America was at war with Mexico, and so the U.S. decided to divide the Oregon Territory with Britain at the 49th parallel, the border with Canada. The war with Mexico had begun in Texas. Although there were thousands of Americans settled there, the territory was controlled by Mexico. The settlers did not like Mexican rule and they rebelled in 1835. Texas became an independent republic in 1836. In 1845, it joined the United States. Fighting with Mexico began the following year, and the American army invaded Mexico, capturing Mexico City, the capital. As a result, Mexico was forced to give up land to the United States, including areas that would become the states of California, Arizona, Nevada, Utah, New Mexico, and Colorado. These new lands completed the American Manifest Destiny, giving the United States territory from the Atlantic to the Pacific. Next, a special segment on American government. In the year 1787, 50 leaders of the newly independent United States met to discuss changes to the system of government. Their aim was to unify the country and win the respect of other nations around the world. Together, they drafted a document called the Constitution of the United States. They chose a federal system of government, one in which power is shared. The central government has some powers, while the states, the local governments, have others. The states kept a large number of powers, but the central or federal government took control of taxes, the army, diplomacy, and trade. The Constitution also created three separate branches of the federal government: the executive branch, the legislative branch, and the judicial branch. The executive branch includes the president, elected by the people. The legislative branch includes the Congress, also elected by the people. Its job is to pass laws. Finally, the judicial branch is the Supreme Court, which is appointed by the president and members of Congress. Its job is to interpret the laws. Each branch has its own powers, but its powers are not absolute. The idea of this system was to create a balance of powers between the different parts of government. Take a look at page 33 in your textbook for more details. Finally, some hints for the test. This will not be an open book test. You should understand the details of how America acquired the Louisiana Territory from France. You should know who sponsored the explorations of Lewis and Clark, what the expedition hoped to accomplish, and what they actually did do. You should know how the Americans tried to take control of Oregon away from the British. You should understand the idea of manifest destiny. Finally, you should know what lands America acquired in the Mexican-American War. That's all for this week. Thanks for listening, and good luck on the test.